It is Thursday, but today is our last singing class since we had our first class on Sunday night. So we get five, and this is number five. So I just want to say thank you all for being a part of this class. I thoroughly enjoy worshiping God with you, and looking forward to today. I'll tell you a little bit more about what we will do after we sing number 417. 417, the providence of God. 417, basses, tenors, sopranos, and alto. Again, be reminded as we sing this song about God's allness, I might say, his omni-ness, how he's all-knowing, he's all-present, he's all-caring and loving, and we can count on him to be with us. So we'll sing all four verses. No. Let me try that over.
For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words,
Bible reads from John 6, remember Jesus has just said that if you want eternal life, he said, you've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Now listen to some of the response.
When many of his disciples heard it, they said, this is hard saying, who can listen to it? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. After many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him, so Jesus said to the 12, do you want to go away as well? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One.
Following Jesus is not easy. I said the other night, following Jesus is not for sissies. He said, if you want to be my disciple, you must what? Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. When many left, and you through your life will find many who call themselves disciples and then they stop. And in essence, Jesus then looks at you and says, are you going to stop following me too? And the question will be, do you recognize Jesus as the one who has the words of eternal life? Are you willing to follow him no matter what? So that would be some of the mindset that I want you to think about as we sing songs, including number 640, I have decided to follow Jesus. We'll sing all four verses. Joy be born of tears. It's going to be hard. We are not lost, though wandering. For by your light we come, and we are still God's people. The journey is our home. We are, as we sing, pilgrims, right? Verse 3, lead on, O God of freedom, and guide us on our way, and help us trust the promise through struggle and delay. We pray our sons and daughters may journey to that land where justice dwells with mercy and love is lost demand. Let's sing the melody of the first verse together. So everybody sing the melody, and then we'll stop, and then we'll sing the entire song together.
No soul lead on.
Old pathway beside a faithful friend. and often hear his presence near. Lo, I am with you always and will be to the end. We're not journeying alone. Verse 2. Ahead are dear disciples who walk this very ground. From year to year they pass through here and line the way with Bibles to mark the path they found. You see the poetry there? It's not really like you walk the path and look down and say, well, look at there, there's a Bible. It's that their lives showed God's word by the way they live and what they taught. Verse 3, at times along my journey, I close my eyes in prayer and faintly see not far from me a meadow green with mercy and loved ones standing there. Again, it's this idea that we are walking the path that others have perhaps walked before us, including loved ones, maybe even family members. I mean, if you have a family member that you say, to some extent, I kind of owe my faith to their faith. Well, I do, and I'm thankful that I'm able to follow in their path. Verse 4. The camp that lies before me is joined in pleasant song. Emmanuel has come to dwell and spread the tent of glory that I have sought so long. Verse 5. Someday the last horizon will touch the path I'm on. Lord, end my quest in peaceful rest and help my children's children to go where I have gone. We long to be with our Lord, but we want others to go too. And you all will understand that a whole lot more as you get older and you have your own family and you want nothing more than for them to be in heaven with God. We'll sing this song.
No stone. I walk the old, old pathway beside a faithful friend. And often here is presence near, though I am with you always and will be to the end. Ahead are dear disciples who walk this very ground. From year to year they pass through here and line the way with Bibles to mark the path they found. At times along my journey, I close my eyes in prayer and faintly see not far from me a meadow green with mercy and loved ones standing there. The camp that lies before me is joined in pleasant song. Emmanuel has come to dwell and spread the tent of glory that I have sought so long. Someday the
Number 194, a more familiar song, perhaps. 194. the better we will follow in His path. Just soak in these descriptors of the one who is our way as we sing this song.
No.
Of mine.
2:7. We think about how our lives play out here. 7:2:7. And how God views us as followers of His. And truly, they are precious in His sight. And you think about, again, about those who have made a difference in your own life. And we're thankful to God for them. Now, they sang this song at my dad's funeral. And so it's very special to me, but it's also very encouraging and uplifting to know how much God views me as a child of His, and that especially at death, that we are viewed as one of His special, precious ones. Let's sing both verses.
Give to us a bread of life.
number 659. 659. Again, and we need to think about the journey that we take in following Jesus. And think about the way we pray. Look at the words of this song. Father, hear the prayer we offer, nor for ease that prayer shall be, but for strength, that we may ever live our lives courageously. Not forever in green pastures do we ask our way to be, but the steep and rugged pathway may we tread rejoicingly. Not forever by still waters would we idly quiet stay, but would smite the living fountains from the rocks along our way. Be our strength in hours of weakness, in our wanderings be our guide. Through endeavor, failure, danger, Father, be thou at our side. Let our path be bright or dreary, storm or sunshine, be our share. May our souls in hope unweary make thy work our ceaseless prayer. Sing the song.
Don't we
I can hear.
Jesus, draw me ever near. Verse 2, Jesus, guide me through the tempest. Keep my spirit stayed, steady, and sure. When the midnight meets the morning, let me love you even more, making it through the night to the next day. Let the treasures of the trial form within me as I go. At the end of this long passage, let me lead them at your throne. May this journey bring a blessing. May I rise on wings of faith. At the end of my heart's testing with your likeness, let me win.
No. Jesus, come.